Type in keyword events. And you know, for the last 13 years, when you thought about the purple, you thought one name. One name, ladies and gentlemen.
Jamarcus Sanford.
Incorrect.
Mike Bars.
Absolutely incorrect.
Son of a bitch.
No idea.
The great Jim Kleinsaucer.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy K.
On
sure.
The phone. Don't call him Jimmy, he's Jim. Jim Kleinsaucer is on the phone. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
How are you, man?
I'm doing good, doing real good.
Thug One.
Yeah.
Thug One or Thug Two? Which one was it with, when you and Hovan came
you
in?
You finally got it right. You said Thug One.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, there you go.
And you're rightful. Your due respect. You have just put in an NFL career, as of this Sunday anyway. You got one more left. What's going through your head?
Wow. You know, it's the last couple of weeks thinking about it has kind of, you know, been a little different than, you know, in the offseason saying this is going to be my last year. You know, it's kind of the whole finality of it all. You know, just missing the locker room probably is one of the biggest things. Just you know how it is, Mike. You can't replace this anywhere. There's no other workplace, I guess, except your workplace right now, where you can kind of, you know, have the humor and rip on each other and have a blast at work like we do.
Yeah, it is. It's quite a place. It's like no other. Why now? Why this year? You've told me now for probably at least 2 years that I can remember down on the sidelines just running into you that you were, this is it, man. I mean, this is it. You kept saying that. But now, why so this year?
Well, I mean, you know, in 2009 was a pretty, I mean, that'll give you a little bit of a boost and kind of give you a little push, like, hey, we can keep going. Like, you know, you have so much fun. You get so close to it, and you're like, well, let's push and let's try to end this the right way. But there's a certain point where you're like, you know, let me get out of here with two legs at work and, you know, my head's still, you know, somewhat, you know, working. You know, so it's one of those things like, you know, you don't want to get too greedy and push the envelope. You know, I feel like, you know, I've had such a good time. I've been so fortunate to be able to stay here for 13 years. And right now I just feel it's time for me to kind of move on.
Mine's a two-part question for Jim Kleinsaucer, who's been kind enough to join us at 7:26 on the Power Trip. Part one, it's been a love fest since you made the announcement. Has it been a surprise?
It's kind of sickening, isn't it?
No, it's
what? Are you guys sick of hearing about me?
No.
No, not yet.
No, not
we'll
at
let
all.
You know, but not yet.
Never.
You know what? It's been, you know, surprising, I guess, and, you know, feels pretty good. You know, to kind of, you know, hear from people and kind of get a little confirmation on, you know, kind of, you know, what you've done in your career. Yeah, it feels good. You know, I've always kind of, you know, been a kind of whatever, stay under the radar guy. But I'd be lying to you if I said, yeah, it doesn't feel pretty good.
All right, that's part one. Part two, rate your career on a scale of 1 through 10.
Rate my career?
Yeah, how'd you do?
Well, geez, that's a tough one. But I'd have to say, just personally for myself, I'd have to say 10, just from where my life is right now. For me coming in as a rookie, if you were to ask me where my life would be, you know, in 13 years, well, number one, I never would have said I'd still be playing football. And I certainly couldn't have even have hoped for the life I have right now. A beautiful wife, Krista, two amazing little boys, Carter and Caden, all the friends that I've you know, accumulated over the years. I mean, I feel like the luckiest guy in the world. And if I ranked it anything below 10, I'd be doing everyone a disservice.
Well, Jim, what's the one moment, maybe one game, one season, one thing on the field that you're most proud of that you did in your career?
You know, I've been asked that a lot. It's tough to do that. Obviously, you know, 2009 was a real special year. God, we had so much fun here. A little bitter at, you know, at the end that, you know, we didn't, you know, finish it out the right way. But, you know, the big thing, like probably the most special moments around here are just the day in and day out, preparing with the guys, just the camaraderie you have. You know, you're bleeding, you're sweating together, and just being a part of that one goal. And, you know, everybody's so dependent on each other. This game of football is, you know, you can't get that anywhere else, where, you know, one guy relies on 11 other guys, you know, to each side of them. And it's a special deal, and you know, a lot of people, you know, don't quite understand, you know, everything unless you're in the locker room. And, you know, it's a special group, and just coming in and having fun, working hard, getting prepared for the game, and hanging out in the equipment room. Those are probably the most special moments.
Jimmy, did you, Jimmy, listen to me? Jim Kleinsaucer.
You call him Jim, sir.
I call him Jimmy. I can call you Jimmy, can I not?
You can call me Jimmy.
All right. Hey, listen. By the way, you owe me some sunglasses. Let it draw. Just let's leave that alone. Did you ever wish that they had used you differently here with the Vikings in terms of getting the ball more? I mean, throwing you the football more, or were you happy with your role as a blocking tight end?
No, I was, you know, my whole deal, yeah, it's great to, you know, catch balls. And, you know, I had a few years there where I was catching balls. But the big thing is, you know, I just wanted to be useful, to go out there and, you know, whatever role needed to be filled, you know, by myself, you know, just, you know, get after it. You know, like Denny Green used to always say, you know your role, accept your role, and be the best at your role. And I just, you know, just contribute and help the team win. And, you know, I think that has been the biggest thing for me.
I know you had a limited amount of time. We probably already passed that, but two more questions for Jim Kleinsaucer again, who experiences final game as a Minnesota Viking this Sunday at the Metrodome against the Chicago Bears. Let's go with part one. Do you think when you walk off the field on Sunday, are you going to have tears? Or are you going to be happy? Is it going to be no big deal?
Oh, yeah. I hope the guy don't have tears, but there might be. I don't know. It's, yeah, it's become so much a part of, you know, my life, you know, just coming to the Dome and, you know, knowing everybody there. And, I'm sure it's going to be a little emotional walking off the field.
All right. And what are you going to do now?
Well, that's why one of the reasons I, you know, wanted to talk to you guys. As you know, my nickname is also Sauce. So I was hoping to pitch an idea with Meat Sauce.
I'm listening.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Hi.
Well, you know, I think we should go to the network TVs and we should host a marathon of Trailer Park Boys.
Look at you
guys. He's standing up.
Sauce, yeah. Sauce.
He's standing up right now.
Whenever you want to, I'm in. I have nothing going on. Really, literally nothing going on.
And since we're both, both of our nicknames are Sauce, we should call it Double Sauce.
I love it.
We could. Anything you want to do, I'm in.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. I like it.
In fact, I think they'll probably open up a morning slot for you here, Jim, if we're not careful. There'll be Sauce and Sauce in the mornings here.
Nice. Sauce and Sauce in the morning.
Top of the day.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Yeah. Well, I know one thing. And I'm going to say this, I saw you doing it this year. I think it might have been against Arizona. I don't know. You had a game like no other, mowing people down left and right. A normal game, but a particular one this year. You were the best blocking tight end in football. You were the best blocking tight end in football, bar none. No one better than you at doing just that. You were another offensive tackle out there. And I just want to say good job. 13 years. I saw you when you came in your rookie year. Nice job.
Nice job.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. You guys have been great to me over the years, and I appreciate everything.
Jim, we're rooting for that touchdown. Coach Fraser promised us he'd get a touchdown. It's not going to be a Walter Payton thing. He promised us that you would get one if we get down to the one.
I just want to win. That's all I'm looking for.
I'm with you, man. Jim, congratulations, man.
Good job, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, great career, Jimmy. Great career.
Jim Kleinsaucer, you can watch him wrap up his career Sunday at Mall of America Field. Hopefully he scores that touchdown against the Chicago Bears. Wrapping up the 2011 Vikings season. When we come back, we'll hit Vikings news. And Kleinsaucer, of course, retiring is part of it. But then we'll get back into the Power Trip Year End Awards.
Sauce in the morning.
Extra sauce, lettuce, cheese. Lots of cheese.
This portion of the Power Trip Morning Show brought to you by First Option Mortgage.
The Power Trip on the Fan.